Do you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences or just not manifesting what you want in life? Welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space, to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together. Hey loves, how are you? Welcome to episode 146, How to Stop Reliving Past Mistakes. Oh, mistakes, how they plague us if we let them. No, we all make mistakes, and it's a part of human nature, but sometimes we just really can't stop reliving them and punishing ourselves for them repeatedly. If this is you, don't worry, you're not alone. There are ways to overcome this habit. In this particular episode, I will be exploring some of the most common causes of reliving past mistakes and some practical tips for breaking free from this very destructive habit. So, listen in, and if you're ready to live in the present and leave your past mistakes behind, keep listening. Here are some effective strategies to help you stop reliving past mistakes. First of all, you want to get really deep into understanding why you're reliving past mistakes. The why is important. Often this type of behavior it's a defense mechanism, you know, to try to avoid dealing with uncomfortable feelings or difficult situations from the past. Maybe you've had some recent setbacks at work or in your personal life, and you struggle to cope with those challenges. By focusing on the past, it's easier to avoid those feelings of anxiety, sadness, or uncertainty that are right now. How does one understand why they are reliving past mistakes? Well, you can journal about your feelings and emotions, both in the present moment and about your past mistakes. Journaling can help you identify any patterns or common themes in your thinking and behavior, because there it is, right on paper. You're going to want to identify your triggers. What situations or activities lead you down the rabbit hole of reliving past mistakes? Once you're aware of your triggers, you can avoid them. You want to reflect on experiences or traumas that may cause you to feel stuck or unable to move forward. Often, our experiences can strongly influence our current behavior. If you're struggling to let go of the past mistake, it may be helpful to seek help and or guidance to deal with any underlying issues. Second thing you want to do is acknowledge the feelings associated with the past mistakes. Sometimes we just get caught in the thinking. We try to think our way through. Associate with the feelings. Reliving your past mistakes typically comes with negative feelings. Shame, guilt, regret, and anger. These intense emotions can be really difficult to manage and process on your own. So how does one acknowledge the feelings associated with past mistakes? One important step is overcoming the tendency to relive past mistakes in recognizing and accepting the emotions that you're feeling, right? How often do we try to stuff down our emotions so we don't feel them? Well, this is not helpful. Because it keeps us stuck in the past. The only way is to go through. So try to be as specific as possible when identifying your feelings. For example, instead of just saying, I feel bad, try to identify that particular emotion you're experiencing, such as, I feel guilty, I feel ashamed, I feel embarrassed. And then go deeper. Allow yourself to experience these negative emotions without judgment or criticism of yourself. Pay attention to your feelings and don't suppress them. Feel every facet of your emotions. You can connect with others who can support you through this process, whether in person or online, reaching out to friends and family, joining a support group, or seeking professional counseling can all be helpful ways to manage difficult emotions and work through your past mistakes. Something else you're going to want to do is to celebrate your progress. As you work through stopping the reliving of past mistakes, you can be sure to celebrate your progress along the way. Each step forward is a victory, a celebration. So take the time to acknowledge and appreciate your achievements. How does one celebrate their progress? Set small goals for yourself and reward yourself when you reach them. For example, if your goal is to stop thinking about a past mistake for just one day, treat yourself to a favorite activity or food once you've accomplished that. Keep a journal of your progress. Can be a great way to track your thoughts and emotions over time and see how far you've come. Share your accomplishments with friends and family and celebrate with them. It can help solidify your progress and provide extra motivation to keep going, right? People like to support you when you're winning. If you struggle to stop reliving past mistakes, don't let it discourage you. The process of change takes time, patience, and a whole hell of a lot of practice. Like, you have to practice at this stuff. It just doesn't come boop, one day. But with effort and support, you can learn to move forward and leave your past behind. The last thing you're going to want to do is to practice self-compassion and forgiveness. This is hard for people. People don't like to be self-compassionate for themselves. They're so hard on themselves. And forgiving of oneself. One of the most important things you can do for yourself is to practice self-compassion and forgiveness. It's impossible to be perfect. And everyone makes mistakes, including you and including me. So how does one practice self-compassion and forgiveness? Try to be understanding and gentle with yourself when you make a mistake. Instead of beating yourself up, give yourself some grace and allow yourself to recover and learn from the experience. Talk to yourself the way you would talk to a friend. Would you berate and criticize your friend for making a mistake? Most likely not. Try to adopt a more supportive and encouraging attitude when facing your past mistakes. Create a self-forgiveness board. This could be kind of fun. And maybe a little challenging, but kind of fun. It could be a powerful tool for helping you to let go of the past and move on. So you create a board, or still, I've mentioned it a thousand times, a journal with images, quotes, writing prompts, and anything else that inspires self-compassion and forgiveness. Above all, remember that it's perfectly normal to struggle with past mistakes. But by practicing self-compassion and forgiveness and seeking the support of others, you can heal and move forward in your life. Holding on to past mistakes prevents you from living your best life and achieving your full potential. With the right mindset and approach, you can learn to stop reliving past mistakes and start creating a brighter future for yourself. Don't be afraid to start this journey today. You've got this. And if you need help turning the corner to more positive mindset, then reach out and we can discuss how I can help. I'm sending you lots of love and healing. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at HeidiDallaire or LoveWideOpen on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.